So now comes the fun part.
The team torture part. The last 2 years after the formal talks, this team torture session has been quite popular. The nasty questions that you might wanted to have asked, now is your chance. First, let me really thank all of you that you came here and the talks and all the speakers. For me, it was a great conference. Special thanks to Tom Schwaller, who really gave me great relief not having to jump up here and be able to talk to people a lot more than the last 2 years. Then certainly the organizing people out there, Manuela, Johannes, all the others in the background.
Woo-hoo!
Get them here. So in the end, you might want to cheer them up.
Yeah.
Okay. Any general questions you might want to ask to us? Okay, most of them have been answered. What's the Active Directory domain controller? That was one of the controversial topics last year. Have you seen any progress in that?
Yes, sure.
So you've got a question, dude. I thought we were going to get questions from people in the audience. So are there any questions that aren't from team members? You can ask that question if you want to, if you want to know. No? Okay, well, the question was, what about Active Directory Domain Controller? And, of course, Jim's already given a full talk on this. Personally, I see Active Directory Domain Controller as being very important for Samba, and that's one of the goals of Samba version 4 is to achieve that. I think that central to achieving it is building up the necessary infrastructure. So we are not currently, we do not have a prototype right now that can be a Active Directory Domain Controller in any meaningful fashion. But we have an awful lot of infrastructure now that is required to achieve that we didn't have a year ago. And once we have all of that infrastructure in place, then the final hooks to make it a domain controller itself, I don't believe are all that difficult. I don't think it's going to be a really massive job to create that, but we have to concentrate on getting the right infrastructure first. And so that's really what Metz and myself and others have been working on for the last year. Another question from the team?
No. I wanted to continue commenting on that. So we've actually had Volker, Jerry, Jim, and I have been talking about this, and being as Jerry and I are in the luxurious position of basically being the only team members who are full-time paid to work on Samba, what we're planning to do is to get together next week. You'll be in San Jose, obviously you as well. And essentially, Jim will show us the domain controller by hand pieces that he and Anthony had got. And we can essentially start breaking the problem down to small sub-pieces and just banging them off piece by piece. So that's how we'll get there in the normal Samba way, which is by putting hideous hacks into SMBD and NMBD and the Samba 4 variants thereof. That's how we'll start to make progress on it. And then eventually we'll go, this is so disgusting, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
Either that or, as we joked at one point over lunch, SMBD will end up with your new web server, the LDAP server, and then we'll probably end up putting a Kerberos server in there, and why not DNS, mail, and at the end of it, we'll, as Jerry said, from the Lilo command line, you'll just do boot SMBD. at that point, I mentioned we might as well just have done with it and call it winnt.exe.
what I'm talking about infrastructure. I should give you an illustration of this. Jim in his talk mentioned about the problems of creating an endpoint mapper. He hit the problem where he was partway through a fake domain controller and he got requests to TCP 135. And at that point, he then worked for quite a while to try to create a endpoint mapper on top of the Samba 3 infrastructure. And that I know he worked on that for quite a long time to get that to work. And that work was eventually abandoned. It was difficult work to make it work. Within the Samba 4 infrastructure, I created the endpoint mapper in about a day and a half. It's about 200 lines of code total, and it does everything that an endpoint mapper is supposed to do. That's what I mean about infrastructure. You don't try and build a complex piece of infrastructure directly on top of primitive tools. You create the right tools first, then creating the piece of infrastructure becomes easy. And so we have many of these pieces of infrastructure now, and the example of the endpoint mapper just demonstrates how much faster it is to work once we have the right infrastructure. So I think you'll see some very fast progress in these types of areas over the next few months now that we've established the base infrastructure.
So, yeah, any questions? No. Any kind of...
My name is Paul Green. I work for a computer vendor, as do some of these people. And one of the things I like to ask our customers is if there's one single feature we could add or one single defect we could remove, what would it be? So what's the most important thing that we're not doing that you think we should do? And I see a gentleman raising his hand. Perhaps we could take a microphone back to him there.
It would be nice if the CUPS printers are updated dynamically. And we don't discuss this at the afternoon. And we have discussed other points while printing. And I would suggest if I could fix the first thing we talk about, then I try to fix this till SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 9. This will be till end of May.
Yeah, so in case you're not familiar with that particular bug, we don't cache, if you have a dynamic printers folder or a dynamic printers share, we don't try to update that cache of listed printers that show when you browse to the server. You can access it via a UNC path so you can get to it directly, but it doesn't show up, and apparently users like it to show up, and administrators do too as well. So, and in Samba 3, I actually looked at putting the code in, and it just, there wasn't a real neat place to put it, so I said, I'll come back to this later. So, yeah, I agree. That's all I can say. I agree, and yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, so if CUP starts up first, you're shot. I know, that's all I can say. I know. Bad Jerry. I am the defect that they want removed.
So what I've heard in the last hours and late last night, that there are many problems with Access databases and Excel files on Samba shares. And nearly everyone told me, someone is locked out, the files keep on crashing. And these byte range locks implementation, has this been greatly improved with the release of Samba 3, or
the byte range lock implementation passes every test that we can throw at it versus Windows, except for one pathological case called the 0-0 lock, which has only ever been seen in the wild once, and it actually has a message in Samba saying, if you ever see this, mail this log in, because we're really interested. We only ever saw one. Now, having problems with Access databases on Samba shares, are you sure that you're not running into known Windows issues? Because running multi-user databases on a Samba share is... Yeah, the Windows, as Volker says...
I think I got an URL in my mailbox for a 5 or 10 page, whatever, Microsoft Knowledge Base article talking only about what best practices from NT to NT, the different versions, to have a shared MDB data, MDB file or PST or whatever. And one of the most important things is make absolutely certain that you have the same sub release of your JET database on all the clients. One of the most important things.
So essentially, since around 3, the last locking bug that was shaken out was by Herb, who was working at SGI at the time. That was around the end of last year, maybe the mid to the end of last year. And that was with a very strange case, was actually interactions between a Unix client and a Windows client, not just Windows clients. So if you're having locking problems, I would, first of all, right now, especially with the Samba 3 code base, if you're having locking problems, start looking at the Windows clients. And it's very easy to say, oh, yes, Samba locking doesn't work right. But actually, for every single test we can do, we absolutely implement the Windows byte range locking. So we're as broken as they are, essentially. So if you are having access database problems, start with Volker's, you know, best practices running Windows to Windows. If you can actually reproduce corruptions, if you can reproduce problems, I would like to know about it, and I would like to see that, and comparative traces. But most of the time, when people have said they have a reproducible problem, what they've usually had is a reproducible network problem, not a reproducible Samba problem. And that's been the case over probably about the last year or so. Since we moved to the new, there have been things like people saying, oh, I'm bouncing down to NFS locks and I'm running it on it. I'm basically sharing out an NFS share and doing weird things like that. Those are the types of locking problems, you know, mapping the 64-bit Windows locks down to 31-bit NFS locks. Those have been the kind of locking problems that we've been working on. Sort of Windows to Windows 64-bit locking, I know of no defects in that code.
Yeah, there was one other thing to mention, and this might be in the knowledge base article that Volker mentioned. One is apparently there's known issues with running access databases on network shares with OpLocks enabled. And the other one is, and I believe that John documented this in either his examples book or the how-to collection, you can set specific locking heuristics in access to tell it to do either record locking or page locking, and apparently that makes a difference as well. But those stem from application issues, not from file server issues. So that might be, you should check the how-to collection, and maybe that will help you as well, because I know there's a chapter on that.
Okay, I think I'll give Samba 3 a try, because we're currently on 2.2.8 or something like that. And currently our users have placed their MDBs and Excel files on their workstations and share it via their workstations. And
just changing Samba versions, there isn't really that much change. I don't think the locking code is that much different. I'd have to look. I think it still uses the share mode, shared 64-bit locking database on top. Really, don't think that magically changing versions is gonna fix things. If you've got application problems, you've got application problems. I didn't hear that. So, yeah. Yeah, if you can reproduce this, like I say, I'd like to see the problem. But for the past year or so, I've not seen problems that were actually caused by code problems in Samba. Bugs? More bugs?
Has the Samba team ever made an April 1st joke about changing the name from Samba to Tango?
Yeah, we actually have.
Yes?
Yeah. It was taken. But that's kind of a thing.
I think 2 years ago on the first Samba XP, there was an idea of building a layer between the Unix file system and Samba to build all Windows possibilities on file directories or something like that. Now we have extended attributes in our Unix file systems, and that would be a nice idea to implement that.
Yeah, that has been implemented. It's called Samba version 4. That's the NTVFS layer. I think I had like one slide on it in my talk. Another talk I gave the whole talk just on that layer. So I can talk for 2 or 3 hours about that one piece if you like.
Yeah.
But I only gave a couple of minutes.
No, but, yes. I'm asking about Samba 3. So it's only available. I saw that in Samba 4, but in Samba 3 it's no.
Samba, see, at the time we didn't have a name for it. That it was originally, my talk 2 years ago was entitled, you know, the VFS layer for doing this.
Right.
And I then renamed that to Samba 4 because once I started working on it, it required very extensive changes. And that, in fact, was the original reason why I started working on Samba version 4. So, yes, that's been done and it works.
Yeah, then let me say thank you to all who came to the conference here to listen. For me, it was great fun. I learned a lot, and we're definitely going to do this next year again. We will have to be a bit more. We have to be improve upon finding a date. It was a bit of a chaos last time, but yeah, I hope to see you all again in next year. I wish you a good trip home, and yeah, see you. Thanks.